Hello and welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. We have Darian on today, who is a 14-year-old pastor, and we're going to talk about his views on money, as well as a whole wide range of other things. We're going to talk about how it's important to work for your money, and then especially how his views of money have changed or how they've been impacted by growing up and his family. There's a lot of great things that you can take away from today's episode and apply into your personal financial life. The money talking points for today's episode, they are: what three goals can I set for this week? And two, how did your parents impact your view on money? I think you're going to enjoy today's interview with Darian, so make sure to stay till the end and then share with a friend and have a money talk with them about today's episode. With all that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Welcome, everybody, to an interview here with Darian. Darian, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, as it was said before, I'm Darian. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. It is such an honor.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, this is a start of something I'm trying to do where we talk to people who maybe are in a different like area, not necessarily directly within money. Maybe not the normal people that you hear on regular, like all of the finance podcasts, but we want to hear different takes on money, different views on money, how money impacts everyday people, just to hear how money plays a role in all of our relationships and things like that, so that we can get to experience and understand how other people interact with money. So Darian, I know one of the things when you and I were first messaging was that you said you have a unique take on money. So do you want to maybe explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So I don't know if you got it from a message or not, but I'm a pastor, and then I'm a 14-year-old pastor, so it's a lot there. One of my things about money is I always hear within the church, like a lot of people, they'll say, the money is the root of all evil. Like, I hear that so much, and like, I just think that that's super wrong. Like, I think that's where we can really just like, I think that's where, that's the biggest, one of the biggest misconceptions in the Bible. Like, the love of money, like when I love money so much about what I'm willing to do just about anything from it, that's where it becomes the rule of all evil. So that's like one of my main things there. And then like, I feel like a lot of people, like, I'm trying not to sound like I don't care. I care about the people and what people go through. But like, I feel like a lot of people, they don't try to make money, get out there and to grind or hustle. Mm-hmm. Like, even within my family, I see a lot of people in my family like who don't try. So like, it's so like they want the best, they want to live their best lives, they have all these big dreams, but they don't try to go for these dreams, or they don't try to go for the money, and now they don't have anything and they're just like, well, yeah. I need help. But you have to go for yourself before you can come and ask anybody for help, you know?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So you're saying that like there's no like action taken. There's all this dreaming that's done. There's all these big ambitious goals, but people aren't necessarily taking action to go get money or do things with their money.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I know one of the things you mentioned is how money is spent or how people handle and invest their money. What's your takes on that?
I would say when people get a lump sum of money, not, and I don't know about this, but especially like in the Black community, people get money, they go spend it on all these different things. Like, they'll go spend it on Jordans, or they'll go put it on the cars and all this different stuff. And like, my dad, he always taught me, like, when you get money, invest it. It's like, I think we're putting our money into the wrong things. We're putting it into all these material things, but you have to make money, right? In order to keep the money, you need to make the money. So how do I make more money? How do I generate more money? I invest it into maybe my business, or I may invest into stocks or something else, something that'll make me money from money. And so I think the goal should be eventually to have your money make itself.
Yep. Awesome.
So
I love that. I love that approach where you're like, instead of just spend it, get yourself into a position where your money's making you the money that you need to live, like almost that you're doubled up on money because it's doing what you need it to do.
Yeah. And if I may hear, this just always reminds me of that one scene from the Cosby Show where Vanessa thinks that her family is rich. And so her mom says, "Hey man, rich is when your money works for you. We work hard for the money." So like, you want to start off working for your money and then eventually get to the point where you're like, again, your money starts to kind of work for you. It generates a lot faster and easier.
Yeah. It keeps going around and it's generating more. And that's the power of compound interest. That's what people are always going to talk about in that space.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned you're a 14-year-old pastor, which I didn't know your age going into this, but that's really impressive. That's really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So one of my main questions is, how has your view on money growing up impacted your view on money now? And I guess you could say like you're still growing up when it comes to money, but even in your 14 years of living, like how has you mentioned your dad mentioning to invest money, but have you had any other moments in your life where your view on money now has impacted where you're at now?
So growing up, my family, we weren't always, my dad, my mother and father, they weren't always of a substantial amount of wealth. And so my mom and dad, they both had to really work. And my dad had this dream of building this business that like, he was my age when he came up with the idea. That's what my grandmother tells me anyway, like he was my age. And so he always went for that dream. And like all through my life, like I just seen him go for that dream. So when I was younger, it was more so like, it was always get out there and work for your money. And I think that's the tick that he always taught me to have. And my mother and father both like, get out there and make your money. My grandmother too, like she would even like, my grandmother, she works to this day.
Yeah.
Like she works, you know, and that's, she's the type where she doesn't like handouts. So it's like, she's really one of the ones I have to get out here and get my money, you know? And so I feel like that was always the take that I was taught, basically make your own money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can see that, especially through your stories, like your grandma's always worked, your dad's big on working, your parents are big on going out and working for your money. So I can see that's definitely played a part in your life, because now you're saying, if I want money, I got to go work for it and everything. Like you're prepared from that perspective. You're doing what you need to do. And yeah, like you said, your grandma isn't one that likes handouts, and that I think gets passed down with that view on money that your whole family shares.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really awesome. Have you had any experience? Has anyone other than your dad really taught you about money? Like, do you have some people in your life who teach you about money?
Ooh, not really. It was really always just been my dad. My parent, my immediate family that always taught me.
Cool. Yeah, that's interesting. I always think it's interesting because sometimes it'll be people's friends who've taught them all about money. And then it's usually when it's your friends, sometimes it's maybe the things that aren't tried and true. But when it's your parents and your grandparents, they're teaching you the things that work and that last. So that's really good. You got that going for you.
Yeah.
So do you have any fears? Maybe you're 14 years old. Do you have any fears going forward about money that maybe are impacting the way you're handling it now?
I would say like, I don't know, because I feel like we're always growing and learning, right? So as far as it goes with money, I'm always kind of growing and learning more about money. And so basically, how can the way I use my money now and budget and all that different stuff, how can that affect my later? It's like, am I doing it right now? That's always been my feel, like, am I doing it right now? And that's been in financially, leadership-wise, the church, like, are we budgeting? Like we'll sit down in December and we're budgeting for the next year. How can our budget now affect our later? Like what if we're doing it the wrong way? You know?
Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. So your fear a little bit around money is just making sure that in the long term, you're doing what's right. which I think a lot of people share. I know my wife and I both, we share that. We're like, is this investing decision we're making right now right? And I think especially for you in your spot or your age, and really to anybody listening, there's always time to make those corrections, I think, in my view. Like if you put it in the wrong place and maybe for 3 years, you're like, oh shoot, it should have been somewhere else. Like just make the change. It's okay. It's not gonna really impact you, especially as long as you're making the change and you're always learning and growing and everything like that. So I think that's a really common fear that a lot of people share, is like, there's a big time horizon, especially when it comes to investing, that you don't know what you don't know. And you just hope what you're doing is right. So thanks for sharing that. I love that perspective. Mm-hmm. So you're a 14-year-old pastor. How does money impact your career decisions? Because I think maybe from my perspective, a pastor isn't maybe someone who's like rolling in the dough and making all the money.
Right.
So how does money impact that decision for you?
So at this point in being a pastor here, I haven't even really started making money yet. Like I'm just starting to get to the point where I'm able to like come on different podcasts and speak to a different church and stuff. So I haven't really started making money personally myself, but we do have to have a certain budget for the church. Mm-hmm. So like, I'll give you an example here. This is a little game I can play with people. What do you think would be the two biggest days of the year for any church?
Christmas and Easter.
One of those are right. And it's crazy because you have, and it's not the biggest days, but like we have more visitors on Easter and Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, for example, me and my business manager for the church, we're supposed to meet this week to talk about how we're going to conduct everything for Mother's Day. How is our budgeting going to go? The advertisements, how are we going to, once we get people in, how do we get them to, how do we make them feel comfortable enough to maybe start a membership with the one, join our church, and in some cases, how do we get them to tithe? Because our tithings go toward our budget, they go toward helping people, other ministries, schools, just all this different stuff. So how do we kind of shift that? So that's kind of how it, long story short, that's how it goes into my career there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, because you're maybe right now, you're looking at it from a business perspective, wouldn't you say, not necessarily like personal income perspective?
So with
that, like what you're saying is you're identifying those key things, and which is Mother's Day and Easter for you. And you guys are saying, how do you make sure that you're building properly around that? But I think even into a personal finance world, that can go into effect with like the holidays are a big time that people spend money. The summer, like on vacations and things like that. So I really like what you said there. Like you're identifying the key things for you, and that goes into a career as well. Like what's important for you in terms of benefits and stuff like that. So I think what you're saying there is really applicable and like really smart to be doing now.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Cool. I'm learning a lot. I like this. I'm having fun. So
yeah.
How do you budget, or do you budget? And if so, how do you manage your budget?
How do I manage my budget? So as far as, I will start with clothing. So like I'm more of a dressy type. I don't know if you can tell with the blazer, but I kind of like to dress up. And so I always say it's a lot easier to dress up, you know, because you kind of have the same things. Like if I have three suits, and this is like just a little fashion sign for the men here. If I have three suits, let's say I have a navy suit, a black suit, and a gray suit. Yeah. So you can pair those three suits, you can make them about maybe six different suits, right? So when it comes to that budget there, I would say probably go for cheaper as far as clothing. Like I could buy those suits and from an in-store perspective, the suits they're expensive. But when you get them, now you have all these outfits. And then when you go to a store, like I may go to Nordstrom. Well, I'm going to go to the clearance rack. I know, like, it seems like, oh, you're broke if you do this. And I get a lot of people to say that. But, like, it's not really broke. It's, like, I'm managing my money well. Because why should I put this much money into, you know, into clothing? And some people may have a thing for clothing. I understand that. But, like, at the same time, you want to be able to save money too.
Yeah.
And the same goes with pretty much everything. Like, I'm a cheap person.
Yeah. So, so you're like, saying your budget, you're saying like those things that you can get a lot out of, it sounds like you're putting the money into with the suits or with the like higher value items. And then the other things you're willing to search for cheaper items. And that's how you manage your money, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, it went kind of outward the direction, but yeah, that's.
I got it. I think everyone will understand. I think that's really smart because you're taking those things that are going to last you that you can use in multiple ways, whether it's like, maybe it's a nice laptop because you're starting a small business or like you said, clothes. Cause you like to make sure you're dressed nice. I think that's really important. And that leads us right into what's going to be our final question of how do you balance your financial responsibilities with your personal values and goals? Like how do you balance making sure you're making money or your money's invested, but also you want to buy a nice suit? How do you balance those sort of things?
First, I said this earlier, work toward it. You have to set goals. Every week I get a sticky note and I set three goals. Set those three goals and you work toward them throughout the week. And so when you work toward them, I would say, me personally, like you do however you want, but like I'll put it, like I'll say, okay, this is my personal goal for the week. This is my career goal. This is where I want to be in my career. And then this is my spiritual goal for the week. So like these are my three goals. And so you'll take that, like let's say the career perspective of it all. You'll take that and everything that you do, work toward that, but add that financial part to the end of it. How can what I'm doing now affect my financial stability? So like if I'm working toward, let's say, I want to start a small business, like you said earlier. How can I take that small business? How can I kind of stretch it out? And in the short term or the long term, generate money out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's how your personal views and then your financial or business views go, they all go into one pot.
Yeah. So you identify your three goals and then maybe tack on that little end of how it's going to impact your finances. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I think that's simple for if someone's looking for an action item to do coming out of this episode, I'd say start with that. Like write down your three goals for the week, tack on a financial reason for the one, like the career one, like you said, and then go for that and like try to achieve those goals. My thing and my perspective on goals like that is to always break it down to something small and that's easy to build momentum and things like that. So I really appreciate it. I like it. I really, really like what you've said. I like your take on money. Make sure it's making money for you. Make sure that you're not just spending money as soon as you get it. Like with the like quick spending from a windfall or something like that, like I mentioned in the beginning. So this has been really informative to me and I'm sure our audience appreciated this conversation we had. And the whole thing, like I said, is to just keep us talking about money so that we're all getting better together by learning new perspectives and ideas. So Darion, do you have anything else you want to share? Where can people contact you or find you?
So I have a lot of ways. So on Instagram, my Instagram is I am Darion G. So my name is spelled D-A-R-R-I-O-N. So I am, and then Darion, the letter G at the end of it. So I am Darion G. That's my Instagram. And it's the same for my TikTok if you want to go to me on TikTok there. And then if you have like any questions or any requests or anything, you can email me at xpastorgoalie.
Awesome.
xpastorgoalie@gmail.com.
We'll make sure all those links are in the show notes, of course. So you can just find them there and click on it to check out his social media or email him. But Darion, thank you for coming on. I appreciate this money talk. This was a really fun one.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it has been super fun.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I hope you enjoyed that interview. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the interview, I'm looking to start having some money conversations with people who maybe aren't primarily in the financial space. So if you want to come on the podcast or you know a friend who has some ideas about money that you think would be worth sharing, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to have anyone on my podcast and we can have a conversation about money. That way we can all get better with money by talking about money. But thank you for listening to today's episode. If you found anything helpful, please share it with a friend. And of course, you can find Darion's information in the show notes, as well as my social media and how to email me. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.